So the other night I was at this bar and this woman comes in and she's like chatting up the bartender and she's like, I've been trapped in my house for a week, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, okay, she's got drama. She's talking about shit. And she says, my husband's been quarantined because he tested positive for tuberculosis. And I just like looked around the people with me and I'm like, tuberculosis? Who, your husband, bitch? Edgar Allan Poe?
Fucking Doc fucking Holliday.
I'll be your huckleberry.
What did she say? Did she even say anything?
I didn't say it loud enough for her to hear. Unfortunately, oh. I'm not quite that savage. Yeah,
I just wanted to know what her reaction was. Like, but yes, actually I am. I'm a time traveler from the 1800s. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter, and I don't have tuberculosis.
I might. I was making out with Doc Holliday.
He's a sexy motherfucker.
Especially the cop's blood on my face.
So, do you like Doc Holliday Val Kilmer, or like...
Yes.
Fat, bloated Val Kilmer, or like Batman Val Kilmer?
Jim Morrison Val Kilmer is my favorite.
I'm pretty sure Peter's favorite is Top Gun Val Kilmer. Shirtless Volleyball Val Kilmer.
Yeah!
No, gay Val Kilmer and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, we'll watch it. Jesus.
God
no,
damn it.
No, I won't watch it. No.
I hear it's really good.
Isn't it like a 20-year-old movie? What am I going to get out of it now?
It's like, it was from like 2004 or 5 or something like that. It was like the beginning of Robert Downey Jr.'s comeback.
You're
right. It was 2005. That entire decade is just a blur for me.
Okay, Jenny, it was written and directed by the same guy that did Nice Guys.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's the same kind of movie.
That movie, The Nice Guys, was amazing. Like it, I think I was telling you in the chat the other day. Like I wouldn't put it in my top 20 movies of all time by any stretch, but it was just. It was so thoroughly enjoyable, and I love the 70s retro vibe. I loved, like, every character in that was great. I was shocked.
And I never knew that Ryan Gosling could be so funny. Like, he's fucking hilarious in it.
I rolled my eyes when I saw Ryan Gosling. I was like, really? He's in this movie? Crap. Because I took your word for it. I put it on my Netflix DVD list and got the shit in the mail, and I was like, all right. Let me finally watch this. Ryan Gosling. And it was so good. Like, the daughter, I usually hate kids in movies like that. She was great. The whole fucking movie. Everybody go out and watch The Nice Guys.
And Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, if you haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
Because the writer and director, Shane Black, he's one of my favorite writers in Hollywood.
How do you guys keep track of all these things you're supposed to watch?
I'm always behind on shit.
I'm a movie nerd, so like I follow like movie news sites and stuff like that.
I used to be a movie nerd, and now I don't go to the movies, and I don't have time.
I miss out on a lot of shit. Like, people were telling me about how great Hail Caesar is. That's the next one that I got.
I never even heard of it.
It's a Coen Brothers movie, and I don't know anything about it other than the fact that George Clooney's in it. And a couple people I know
Did he bring back the Caesar haircut that he had in ER?
Probably, yeah. Like, I've heard people say it's like one of their favorite movies of all time. So I was like, I'm putting this on the list. I'm going to check it out. So it's sitting over on my entertainment center right now, and we'll watch it eventually.
Well, I this sounds dumb, but like I make it a point to go see movies that are rare in the theater, like stuff like The Nice Guys or like Sicario or stuff like that, because I always hear people complaining like, oh, they're just, you know, Hollywood's always making, you know, remakes and blah, blah,
yeah.
Not enough original stuff. It's like, well, go see the original stuff
exactly.
when it's there. Like,
exactly.
Vote with your fucking dollar. Like,
I don't go to the movies.
That's kind of my problem too, is that like, I'm not going to go out of my way to go to the movies. It's so fucking expensive to go on like a regular night, you know? I went to the freaking ghetto mall the other day and it was like $5, but I had to go at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Like, I saw The Nice Guys in the theater, and I, like, after I saw it, I was like, guys, like, everyone, you guys, just go see this in the theater. And everybody's like, nah, bro. Like,
well, it's kind of tough when, like, I can't remember what else was out at the time, but I want to say, like, Civil War was out at the same time.
Yeah, Civil War was out.
Yeah, so, like, you know, when you only have, like, a certain amount of time, like, if you have kids or you have other shit going on, you only have so much time to go out and get to the movies. And, like, which one am I going to go see? Like, I'm going to go see Civil War, the one that I am guaranteed to fucking have my socks rocked off by this movie, whereas the other one, like, you know, I've never heard of this thing before. Like, I know I'm going to like Civil War. Well, the other one I'm probably going to like.
There's also been times where it's like the little-known movie is out, and then, like, a big one is out, like, fucking Doctor Strange or something. It's like, well, mm-hmm. Let's go see the little one first because Doctor Strange is going to be out for a while. And
right.
This might not last 2 weeks.
Like, yeah.
The smaller movie. Because Trainspotting 2 has already disappeared from Orlando.
Yeah, that was a bitch to chase down. Like, I waited for forever for it to just even be remotely close to me. And then when I realized that it was actually starting to disappear from theaters, I was like, look, I'm going to drive. I don't care if it's a fucking half an hour through all this traffic and stuff. I'm going to go see it, you know? And yeah, wrote a blog about it.
Yeah, read Jenny's blog about it.
I still have mixed feelings on it. I kind of want to go see it again. Like, I want to go drag Ben out to go see it.
I have a different opinion, which I've been meaning to write in the comments, but I'll get to that because...
So in this Patreon that we... that we keep teasing, I think we should just do like a show where we just debate shit like that, you know, just do like extra little 15-minute, here's why I liked a thing, here's why I didn't like it, you know. Well,
Peter, you ignorant slut.
No, without getting back into like something that's for the blogs, it was my favorite movie of the year so far, and I was surprised that Jenny was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. My expectations were just misplaced. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about it. So anyway, speaking of the movies, though, like, one of the toughest things for me lately has been to go to the movies when I do go. Since I'm on this low-carb diet, I can't eat popcorn. Like, I always get the giant fucking tub of popcorn, like, put way too much salt on it, put way too much butter on it, and have eaten the entire fucking thing before the movie starts. Which is why I'm on a low-carb diet now.
I don't understand how corn has so many carbs in it when it just, like, comes out in your poop. Like, how does it affect your diet that much? Like, I know it does. Like, I've tried to do low-carb before, too. But, like, corn, like, if you eat corn on the cob, like, you see it in your poop for, like, 3 days, right?
Yeah, but you still digest the inside guts of the corn kernel. You're just getting the shell.
It's just the skin that you see. Yeah. Okay, so it's not real corn.
I was going to ask, like, how does it reform in your poop? Because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I chewed the shit out of that. But then, like, I poop and, like, there's, like, full kernels of corn in there.
I mean, like, yeah, you can almost pull it out and eat it. It's right there, just yellow and tasty.
So did you ever get that question of, like, would you rather eat nuts out of poop or corn out of poop?
My cousin actually asked me this question, and I was like, I don't know.
Right? I think the answer is nuts.
Yeah, I think so, because I think you could rinse it off, and it would be less disgusting.
I'm about to puke. I really hope nobody is listening to this.
Well, I'd rather have a single nut than a single kernel of corn. So,
and it's not That's a kernel, true. As we just described. It's the skin. It just looks like a kernel, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on how well you chew it. If you just inhale it, if you just put your lips around a corn cob and suck off the kernels.
Well, that's what I don't understand, because, like, I chew the shit out of corn, and, like, yet it still comes out, like, you know, like...
One slip through, right past the teeth, down the throat.
if any scientists or nutritionists listen to our show, call in and tell us about how corn ends up in your poop.
Dude, we're gross as fuck right now.
Actually, what I wanted to say was, you guys distracted me. So what I wanted to say was that what I have to do is I have to get creative with like my snacks that I carry around with me. And I have to smuggle the most random fucking things into the movie theater with me. In fact, I carry a bag in my car at all times of little sausages, little...
Like meat sticks.
Yeah, meat sticks. Like basically a like fancy Slim Jim. Yeah.
Can but you I eat get, like Vienna sausages or are they too full of like
I probably sugars? Could, but I don't want to because they look like little tiny dicks.
That's disgusting.
I know. That's why I can't eat them.
Would you eat them if they looked like big dicks?
Probably, because I love the fuck out of some kielbasa.
Yeah, just roll up in a movie theater with like a fucking kielbasa and
I could. At that movie theater, they wouldn't give a shit. Like they don't fucking care.
Some kielbasa in your purse, you know.
Yeah. Just like, pull out a wiener and start chewing
it. The more teenagers that work at a movie theater, the more likely you're able to get in with a kielbasa.
Well, this is at a movie theater. This movie theater is at a mall that's actually been sold. It's like bankrupt, and they're basically just waiting for the wrecking ball, and they're milking every second that they can out of this theater. So, like, nobody goes to this theater. We have literally been the only people in the theater at times. Like, I think that they started rolling the movie for us because we were the only ones in there. So they give zero shits about anything going on in there. So yeah, I just carry around meats.
Where do you find all these meats? Like
Meat Walgreens. Mountain.
You buy like Slim Jims and shit from?
Yeah, I bought like a fucking giant bag once at Walgreens. They had all of their shelf-stable meats on sale.
Shelf-stable meats. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they advertised at Walgreens as shelf-stable meats?
No, it's just like, you know, beef jerky and sausages.
So you made up this term, shelf-stable meat.
Well, it is. It's shelf-stable meat.
How is meat stable?
It doesn't go bad because it's dried.
You don't have to put it in the refrigerator because it's potassiumed out. Like,
yeah,
I mean, not potassium, sodium. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Salty meat.
I just had like my phallic things confused, you know, because bananas are full of that potassium.
Well, yeah. I was just thinking because dicks aren't really stable. I mean, they can go from 6 to midnight, you know, at any given notice.
Or from midnight like, to 5. So shelf stable meat. So yeah, no, I want an Urban Dictionary this term.
Okay. Oh god.
I don't know, I can't think of one. But it doesn't
Dried up dick that
shriveled up.
That's hickory smoked and
salty.
Hickory smoked dick.
All I can think Pepperidge about is how much farm, it looks like sauces.
It's a dick that's been sitting on the shelf for too long and, you know,
I feel like a dick that was sitting on the shelf for too long would be really easily excitable and then would no longer be stable.
True. That's true.
I think a shelf-stable dick, a shelf-stable meat, would be a dick that when it gets hard, it just goes like just right to that perfect level. You know, some dicks when they get hard, they could still kind of swing a little bit. Some dicks when they get hard, they're like point straight up like boy, yo, 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 yo. Uh-huh. And then there's some dicks and when they get hard, they just kind of go right to the shelf level.
This dick is just right.
See, right I'm in the middle.
I was thinking shelf stable meat would be like your long-term booty call, your friends with benefit that you just call up in the middle of the night because whenever you don't want them, they're on the shelf and they're ready to go whenever you call them up.
That's perfect.
I want
kudos,
one of those.
Girl. But I think for it to be meat, doesn't it have to be a dude? Or
it has to be a dude, yeah.
Oh, then I don't want one of those.
No, I want
one
of
those. Well, I guess it could be like a ham sandwich, you know.
Shelf-stable ham sandwich.
Or a meat mountain.
Would you fuck a girl if her pussy looked like a meat mountain?
Probably.
You're just so happy to have a willing vagina next to you. That was a throwback, you guys, to like 3 or 4 episodes ago, by the way.
I don't even remember that shit. Let's test the listeners.
It was the Chapstick episode.
Oh, Jesus.
The Chapstick article said that most guys are so willing to have a, that's so happy to have a willing vag. They don't care if it's healthy looking.
These guys are sad.
It'd be sad.
I don't know. If there's like some bacon looking shit down there, I'm not going to, I ain't going to fuck with that.
Or like some horsey sauce dripping out of it.
Oh, God, no. And Arby's sauce.
Donkey sauce.
All them sauce. You know, we need to take a break because I need to piss and probably get some sausages in my mouth or something. So,
donkey sauce.
Butterflies of joy, your red lips. Mama took a mental picture of your kiss. Pleasant speaking as bodies blend. And growing strong with every single breath. Lust became the wind and blew our fears away. I won't forget the night this miracle began. Last night, moon is moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Last night, expression good like a fire. Affair. My eyes covered every pixel of your skin. My arms holding you like the end was near. We stroked each other's hearts as raindrops filled our ears. Yes, I followed you as we moved deep within, erasing everything they told us that was sin. Lies, lies now. Moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Lies, last night, expression growing like a fire, fueling my risque desire. Lies, last night, moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, last night, moon is moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Last night, expression good like a fire.
Let's do these voicemails, y'all.
Oh, we got voicemails?
We got so many voicemails.
Oh, shit.
Because apparently I never checked the voicemails. So actually, some of these are not that old. They're not that old in retrospect. And we had a quickie session last time. So, yeah. So anyway, got this voicemail here. And I don't recognize this guy's name or anything, so...
I'm trying to find out where I can get the naked chicken chalupa patties from. If anybody knows, give me a call.
What?
Dude, we're not Taco Bell.
Right, go to fucking Taco Bell. The naked chicken chalupa patties. Dude, you're late anyway. Like, he called March 30th. I think this has already been done, like, for at least a month before that. So, sorry, guy. You know what? Just go get a spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or something.
Go to the grocery store, get like a bag of frozen breaded chicken patties, mm-hmm. and your own.
Well, when you get those frozen breaded chicken patties, you got to thaw it out mm-hmm. a little bit so that you can bend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then deep fry it.
Yeah. You just hold it while you put it down in the fryer and just hold it. Just keep holding it.
With your fingers.
Yes, with your fingers. Because if you use tongs or something, it's not going to work. And you have to use your fingers.
I thought I knew who that was. But now that I hear the voice, I don't know who that was.
And For the true experience, place your penis inside the bread or the chicken as it's folded.
Yes. Put some Chipotle ranch sauce on it.
And then you have your naked chicken chalupa.
Yeah, there you go. Good call, buddy. Good call. All right. So here's a mystery woman that has called in. Let's play this one.
Oh my gosh, guys. It's Lauren.
Oh, it's Lauren.
I am leaving this brewery where this guy just, like, tried to talk to me for 10 minutes, telling me how he wanted to get to know me more.
Are you drunk?
And I ended it by just saying, here, go to this website, and if you really want to contact me after you peruse that website, you can contact me by whatever means.
Oh, my phone's a jerk.
Was it your phone? I just thought I cut off.
No. No, my phone timed out because it thought that I wasn't using it anymore. So far, I'm not liking this new phone.
new phone, who dis?
All right, let me see if I can find
whatever means you want through the website. And, of course, the website that I gave him was www.mouthypodcast.com. And then I also gave him the same voicemail that I just called to leave a message on, because that's kind of how I roll. And I guess I'm calling the voicemail because I was going to go to the GroupMe app, go to our GroupMe chat room and tell you guys what just happened with this weird guy trying to tell me how much he wanted to get to know me. But instead, I decided I should call a number instead of text because I'm driving. And I may have just had a couple of beers. Only a couple. Not a lot.
You probably shouldn't have admitted this.
I'm stopping at Wawa. Bye!
I don't know who that was. Who was that?
Some crazy bitch named Lauren.
That wasn't me.
Laura, maybe. Maybe that's it was a Laura.
Lori, yeah.
Okay, so we got one more voicemail. And this one, yeah, I honestly kind of feel bad that like I missed this one like almost six months ago. I kind of don't feel bad. Let's be honest. Okay.
Hey, this is Ben from the network. I'm calling you on the Mouthy broadcast line while I'm watching you record the show. It's pretty hot. Call me back. Bye.
That was creepy, Ben. It was creepy.
He was totally masturbating.
He was.
Well, and he was watching us record.
He was watching us record at the time.
Was this during the Magic Mike thing?
No, this was after. This was a couple months after.
I was going to say.
But that would have been understandable, I think.
So you can't be calling me gay if you're the one jerking off during Magic Mike.
No, I just respect the storyline so much.
Channing Tatum is a good actor.
He's right. Anyway. All right, so I think that wraps up.
I'm still trying to remember what I said in that voicemail. What?
You mean that other Lauren?
That other Lauren.
Yeah, that other Lauren. Who the hell is she? She sounded a lot like me, right?
Yeah. It's like your doppelganger. It's alternate Earth Lauren.
Are you the boys who have been whacking off in my tool shed? No, we're those other guys.
All right. All right. So I found this list on BuzzFeed a little while back. I think I shared it on the Mouthy Broadcast page, but I really felt like we needed to bring this up on the show because sometimes I see lists and I just think, y'all need to get on our level, you know? This one is called 49 Gross Things Most Girls Secretly Enjoy. So immediately, it's gross things that girls do, like that calls to me. I got to read this list. Right away, first one says, peeling off a big piece of nail varnish in one go.
That's not gross at all.
Yeah, come
on. First of all, try not wearing nail varnish ever and letting everybody see the dirty cracks of boogers and,
shit.
You know, yard waste after you've weeded and,
yeah.
You know, everything else that gets stuck under your fingernails.
That's not even gross, even if you do peel it off. Like, that's not gross. It's grosser to leave the nail polish on until it wears down and you, like, are scraping it off, like, you know, little
That's
bits at a time.
Still not gross because you cared enough about your fingernails to wear nail polish. Like I said, like, you know.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, peeling it off is not, that's not gross. That's just.
How about, I've got something grosser that involves the fingernails, okay? Picking a booger, right? And you've got it stuck under your fingernail, and then you use another fingernail to scrape it out from underneath your fingernail.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
And then you got to use like another fingernail. Like you have to like keep using every fingernail on your hand to scrape out the booger.
It's like when you're making cookies and you get the spatula and you have to like keep scraping it.
Exactly.
You
know? But with boogers. And then you got to scrape it into your trash can.
Yeah.
Or like just underneath your desk.
Or you just like nonchalantly run your fingers through your hair.
Right.
You know?
Like hair gel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how we can play this list. We'll pick out like five things in the list. We'll say what they are, and then we come up with something grosser, but similar.
This is an easy game. So easy. We got this shit.
We're so gross. We got it.
We're disgusting.
Okay, smelling your own farts. That, I mean, unless you run away every time you fart, everybody does this.
Yeah, but it's different if you, like, try to smell it. Like, corn.
Do you ever fart in your hand and then smell it?
I've never done that.
I have.
I'm going to eat some broccoli later and I'll try it.
Intentionally, like there's one time like I kind of accidentally did it. Where it was like, oh, it was still there. Did you ever Dutch oven your boyfriend?
No, but Ben has Dutch ovened me many
times.
That's
when you do it. Like I've revenge Dutch ovened before.
He has no sense of smell. I can't.
Oh.
I need to get revenge in other ways, like being passive-aggressive bitch.
But he Dutch ovened you, and he can't smell it? Like, that's fucked up, because there's no way you can get back at him for that.
Well, because he said that he was trying to, like, waft it away, like, by waving the blanket.
But instead he waved the blanket over your head?
Yes,
that doesn't even make sense. Me. Oh, he did that shit on purpose.
You can take an actual shit under the sheets and then just trap him under there.
He'll taste that shit. He may not be able to smell, but he could taste.
Especially if I do in his mouth.
I mean, you should just shit in his pie. My shit is in the pie and feed it to him.
Oh, he's in the room. I can't talk now.
No, you could tell him what I said. That's fine.
All right. What else they got on this list? Are we going to do all of them or just
pick and choose? We can't do 49 of them.
A lot of these seem just like simple hygiene. Like,
but that's part of it. Like wearing the same bra for several days. Like, does anybody wash their bra every fucking day?
Nope.
I do.
And I only own, like, two bras.
I own a few, but, like, I kind of have a rotation for them. But honestly, like, I don't wash them, but, like, once every few months or more.
they had on here scraping off a really good chunk of dirt out from under your nail. But I talked about boogers. It's way
better. Yeah, it's boogers is
worse.
They
talk about mascara, like whatever.
Okay, not flossing as a treat.
Why is it a treat to not floss?
Yeah, like if I don't floss, it's just because I'm fucking lazy. Not because, like, you know what? I want to treat myself today. I'm going to get a mani-pedi and then I'm going to not fucking floss my teeth.
Eat some ribs and then just treat yourself and not floss after eating those ribs. Like,
well, then you just eat celery and then it's like self-flossing, you know, because the strings get caught in your teeth and you could just, and then it pulls the ribs
out. Here's a good one. Picking crumbs out of your bra. And if you're feeling really gross, eating them. I've done it.
Yeah.
Then that's a good one. Because that's gross.
Well, what? There's one.
Is it gross?
Eating food in bed. Like, who the fuck has not done that?
I guess it depends on what you're eating. Like, if it's ribs.
I would eat ribs in bed.
That's a little hardcore.
Eating something that fell on the floor.
Done it.
3-second rule. Or is it 5 seconds? How about 10? Whatever.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah. Keeping a tampon in for slightly longer than you're meant to.
We've talked about this on the show. It was a long time ago we had that talk. But
I've left them in for way too long. Sometimes by accident, but other times it's just like, it's fine.
I'll get through the 10-hour day. It's not a big deal.
Feeling proud when you do a really noisy fart. We should all feel proud when you do a noisy fart.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't you get shamed, though? Don't, like, the people in your life go like, ew, that was gross?
No, the people in my life, like, are the people that, like, you know, will laugh at a fart.
Well, and even my son is like, Mom, you're disgusting. I'm like, you should be proud of me. Come on. I'm trying to be a healthy male role model.
Also,
you
I think
don't have one in your life.
I think the person who wrote this is British, because there's a lot of British lingo in here.
Like weeing in the shower.
Yeah.
Weeing in the bath.
Weeing in the shower is gross. I will not do that.
I do it. Unless, like, it's really stopped up and then it's like I have to think about it first.
So here's the deal with weeing in the shower, right? Okay.
It's bad for the kidneys.
Well, I was always like, I'm not going to do that. That's yucky, right? I always pee before I get in the shower and, you know, but then I start hearing people say peeing in the shower was good for your feet. And I was like, don't care. And
what?
Then I heard, well, they say it's good for athlete's foot. They're stupid. It's not.
So is the fucking medicine that you buy from the store and put on your nasty feet.
Then, like, I heard, like, somebody saying, you should pee in the shower. It's, like, easy and clean and just do it.
That's what the cool kids are doing.
But then you have to wash your legs.
I always wash my legs anyway. I don't care what you guys say. I wash my legs anyway.
It's a waste of time.
So, anyway, I tried to pee in the shower. And as soon as I did it, I was like, that was so gross. I'm never doing that again. That was disgusting. Who knows where the hell all the pee got? Did I wash it all off me? Nasty, gross, blah, blah, blah. So maybe like 10 years after that, after first trying to pee in the shower, I guess I had like forgotten to pee before I got in the bathtub or something like that. And I had to pee while I was in the shower. And I was like, I should just pee in the shower.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
And I did it again. And same goddamn feeling of that was so disgusting. Why did I do this?
It's not that bad.
It was though. I'll never do it again now if I remember.
I mean, it's not like you're just supposed to pee down your legs. You like crouch like you're peeing outside or something and then it just goes down the drain. Well, and like I said, unless there's like a big clot of hair that's stopping it up and you end up standing in it, then it's disgusting.
I didn't crouch when I tried it.
Doing it wrong.
But I did like spread my legs out so it like didn't go directly on my legs. But it splatters everywhere. And there's water. And you can't tell what's pee and what's water. It's everywhere.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
I was grossed out.
Urine is sterile.
I was really grossed out by it.
You can drink it.
You can.
Bear Grylls does.
Okay, I will not pee in the bath. That's the next one on the list.
No, you don't pee in the bathtub.
You do want to like marinate in that shit. Like, no. What are you, a fucking pot roast or something? No, that's disgusting.
But at least that was in there.
I would imagine that would pop up on like one of Gwyneth Paltrow's like fucking nature tips to like, you know, better skin or something. Like, bathe in your urine.
Oh, God.
Here's some stuff that I do all the time. Okay. Squeezing a whitehead and watching a really long pus worm wiggle out.
I've done that.
I'm a big fan of pimple popping.
I can't watch the videos if somebody else is doing it.
I can do it.
It's disgusting.
I like those. Mm. I'm with it. Squeezing a massive zit that hits the mirror. Like, I wish I could film myself doing that and put it on YouTube. Because, like, every time, like, if I do that and it happens, I'm like, yeah, yes.
God.
I think it's awesome.
I'm kind of vomiting my mouth a little bit right now thinking of that.
Here's another one that you know was written just for me. Stroking a rogue chin hair.
Yeah. You get your forehead hair. Same thing.
It hasn't been my forehead hair hasn't been growing as quickly lately. It's like,
aww.
It's like rogue chin hair.
Yeah.
I got a neck hair like that. It comes out like right here. And like, I don't notice it until all of a sudden it's like 2 inches long. And it's just like, I think it's my like actual hair. And I go to brush it back and it's like, oh, it's still there.
You think it's your actual
pulling hairs out of your bum crack in the shower?
What? Yeah. Long hair gets stuck in your bum crack. That doesn't happen to you guys.
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
Yeah. Like, it's not an anal hair. It's like your hair gets stuck in your butt crack.
Like, pulling out the pubes from the butt crack.
Oh, no.
Because that sounds painful as shit. That sounds,
Oh, and picking out ingrown hairs. Sometimes it hurts, so I don't like that part, but I like to see the hair come out of the ingrown hair and pluck it out.
This is some real fucking amateur shit.
And that's usually in the pubic region.
Picking dry skin off your feet, like...
Who cares?
Yeah.
Everybody does that.
Yeah. Dusting your flaky scalp and watching the flakes fall like snow. What is this, the Breakfast Club? Come on.
Mine doesn't do that anyway, because mine's like oily, so it just kind of sticks there, and it just turns into like mashed potatoes on my scalp.
This one, I don't think it's gross. I think it's kind of hot. Warming your hands inside your bra by holding your boobs.
Yeah, I do that.
I've done it.
Got you.
I want to warm my hands that way.
Right. See, I said it's not gross. It's hot, right? Picking weird dusty gray stuff out of your belly button.
Oh, that's gross. I do it, but it's gross.
But I mean, this is like hygiene stuff. Like, if there's weird dusty gray stuff in your belly button, you should be picking it out. Like,
yeah. But I guess they're saying that like you enjoy it. You like picking that stuff out. Like, it's gross if you scrape it out and then smell it to see what it smells like or taste it or something. That's fucking gross.
I would smell it just because I would just be curious. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, I want answers.
Yeah, because you guys know, like, if you don't clean your belly button, it stinks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that out when I had my foot surgery and I was only taking baths and I couldn't shower because, you know, like the water would get stuck in there and not come out. And I realized my belly button smelled. I was like, eh.
Somebody told me once, never smell the inside of your Fitbit. So what did I immediately do but smell the inside of my Fitbit? I don't know if you've had yours long enough because yours is kind of new.
I just got mine in December, so.
Yeah.
It smells like Charlene's lotion. It smells like the sandalwood vanilla lotion that you can purchase like, from Char's Golden Goods. So.
For some reason, mine isn't that bad.
It's
but like
delicious.
Probably because I've been actually washing it more often now that I'm aware of it. But when I read this and I smelled it, and it was like sauerkraut. Like I put sauerkraut in my Fitbit.
What do you wash it with? Like I rub mine down with alcohol sometimes because I don't feel like washing it is a good idea. But
yeah, I mean, you just take, because yours isn't like, mine is the old school, like you take the little thing out and charge it. So I just take that thing out and then just wash the band, you know? So what else they got? Spreading your stray hairs on the shower wall.
Okay, that's nasty.
No, but when... No. You got to understand something. Hold on. When you wash your hair, and look at all this hair, okay? I shed, like, nonstop. When the hair comes out of your head in the shower, it's going to go down the drain. It's going to go down the drain if you don't put it somewhere. So I stick it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't spread it out. I just stick it on the wall. And then when I'm done with my shower, I clean it off the wall and throw it in the trash can so it doesn't go down any drains.
But you never like taking it and like make little swirls and like zigzags.
I can't see in the shower because I have such bad eyesight. I don't usually do that. But I could totally write a message in my hair.
Well, they leave out the part about cleaning it off. It just says like spreading it around and like.
Yeah, it's. Again, this is like amateur shit on this list, man.
You could spread it out if you wanted to, but it's not gross. It's just hair from your head.
Right.
We should write a blog of like the gross shit that we do on a daily basis.
It's kind of like what I was talking about, like boogers and... I can't drive it's really hard for me to drive with somebody in my car because I always pick my nose when I drive. Always. Like if I get into a car accident, I'm going to stab my brain. It's going to be terrible.
I smell my balls every day.
How do you like smell your own balls?
Like, do you scratch your hand? You scratch them and then you smell your fingers?
You give it a good rub and then you smell your fingers.
You got to make sure you smell good.
Yeah. Right? And if it's...
That makes sense.
And if it doesn't smell good, then you go fucking, you know, take a shower or do whatever.
But you're going to shower anyway. It's just that maybe like midway through the day, you're checking it to make sure. Yeah.
Or like a day like today where like I've been walking around most of the day, like my ball sack fucking smells right now.
And you know it. You don't have to test it.
But I will be cleaning it later.
Yeah. I mean, girls do stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do stuff like that. Like if we have, okay, here's the thing. Like,
if I somehow got a blowjob before the end of today, I would feel really bad for the girl.
That's the kind of stuff that we as women have. Like I do that kind of stuff. Okay, if I'm going on a date with a newer guy, chances are I'm going to shower without having to like test anything anyway. But let's say it's like date night with a guy I've been with for a long time, then it might be like, do I need a shower? Let's see. And I better check. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying like, you know, like a spur of the moment type thing. Like if some random girl just knocks on my door and says, hey, I want to suck your dick. I'd be like,
that happens all the time, right?
It does.
You'd be like, can we, well, wouldn't you say let's take a shower first?
You know? I would either be like, okay, hold up, warning, you know, like I haven't showered today, or is it okay if I shower first because it's, you know.
And she's like, nope, need it right now.
Or you could just say like, hey, I just need to go use the bathroom real quick. And then you go in there, you grab a washcloth, you know, give a quick little clean.
And then like maybe a little trim, manscaping at the same time.
Also, make sure you don't just want to wash those balls, wash your ass crack too.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's nothing worse than like,
that smell wakes up.
Like a 69 where you're like face first. And your nose is like
right in ass
under
crack.
It.
Your nose is like right up in that taint. And
yeah. And it's like, well, I guess I just won't breathe then.
Dingleberries. Captain Crunch, Dingleberry Crunch.
Oh my God.
My favorite cereal.
How long have we been talking?
Is this forever and ever? I think we need to wrap it up. Oh God, this is the longest show ever. Yeah, like maybe we could put together a blog of like other shit that we do and just totally prove how nasty, you know, we really are, like not going shopping in pajamas and unwashed hair. Come on, get the fuck out, you know? Yeah, I think we could do better than this.
I feel like we don't need to do that blog. I feel like we just talked about a ton of this shit.
Well, we could do like other things that we didn't mention. Or I don't know, come up with something similar, okay, but just,
we could do this.
You know, a different theme.
Being
you know?
Proud AF. Of, we got
being,
this.
Being proud of the amount of cum that comes out when I jack off.
Perfect.
You see, aren't all guys proud of that though?
I don't know.
See, like, honestly, I think we have a lot more disgusting things that we could blog about besides just the stuff we just mentioned. So let's workshop it, talk about it, see what happens. Oh, this has been like a really disgusting episode. I'm proud of us. This was great.
Glad I made you proud, Jenny.
Single tear. I'm going to start playing Bette Midler, You Are the Wind Beneath My Wings. All right. Anyway, so go to Mouthy Broadcast, read our blogs. If we write any future blogs, that's where they will be. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mouthy Broadcast. And you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 757-541-CUNT. And we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Wash your balls.
Fuck out, Ben. I'm not editing the show.
Are you guys doing Playing Doctor?
That's a good question. Are we doing Playing Doctor?
Maybe. Maybe we are.